The evacuation of the wounded was likewise carried out with calm efficiency. The coordination with British artillery was outstanding. So was Winters. He made one right decision after another, sometimes instinctively, sometimes after careful deliberation. The best was his decision that to attack was his only option. He provided not only brains, but personal leadership. "Follow me" was his code. He personally killed more Germans and took more risks than anyone else. But good as Easy Company of the 506th was, and there was no better light infantry company in the army, there was nothing it could do about that terror of the battlefield, modern artillery. Easy had to cross the dike to get home. It could not stay in the open field and get pounded. But in crossing the dike, the company exposed itself to zeroed-in German artillery. A few minutes of total terror, and the company had taken more casualties than it had in its encounter with German riflemen by the hundreds earlier in the day. "Artillery is a terrible thing," Webster said. "God, I hate it." The Public Relations Office of the 101st Airborne Division gave the action extensive publicity in typical wartime jargon. "Winter's order had to be and was for a bayonet attack. As a result of that brave order, two companies of SS were heavily battered and forced to withdraw without getting an opportunity to start their attack, which was scheduled to start at almost that very instant." Insofar as the German 363rd Volksgrenadier Division launched a major attack at Ophüsden at dawn that day against the left flank of the 506th, the small action at the dike may have been crucial. Had the German SS companies proceeded unmolested south of the dike, they would have hit regimental HQ at exactly the moment Colonel Sink had to concentrate his attention on Ophüsden. Sink was appreciative. He issued a general order citing 1st Platoon of Easy for gallantry in action. After describing the bayonet charge, he wrote, "By this daring act and skillful maneuver against a numerically superior force, the platoon inflicted heavy casualties on the enemy and turned back the enemy's attempt to attack Battalion HQ from the rear." A couple of days after the bayonet attack, Colonel Sink paid Winters a visit. "Do you think you could handle the battalion?" he asked, indicating that he was considering making Winters the XO of 2nd Battalion. Major Oliver Horton had been killed in the Battle of Ophüsden on October 5th. Winters, 26 and a half years old, a captain and company commander for only 3 months, gulped and replied,